presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business. May 1st. 10:06 America, New York, a timeline of how the banking crisis has unfolded. First Republic's downfall was just the latest in a series of problems affecting mid-size banks. Regulators seized First Republic Bank and sold it to J.P. Morgan Chase on Monday, a move aimed at curbing a two-month banking crisis.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 1st. 9:10 America, New York, American Airlines pilots vote to authorize strike. The airline said negotiations with the union are still progressing. The vote doesn't mean a walk-off is imminent or inevitable.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 1st. 9:00 America, New York, Republicans, Democrats clash over linking aid for poor Americans to work. Proposed restrictions on federal aid are among several demands Republicans are making in exchange for raising the nation's borrowing limit.
Global economy.
May 1st. 9:00 America, New York. America needs a new strategy to court the global South. Washington is keen for new trade arrangements to uplift allies and tackle challenges of inequality and climate change.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 1st. 8:00 America, New York. How many of Marx's interim goals have we accomplished? Today, May 1st, is May Day. It is celebrated by communists in many countries. So I thought it would be a good idea to take stock and see where we are on the road to the communist ideal.
Finance and economics.
May 1st. 7:24 America, New York. First Republic fails and is snapped up by J.P. Morgan Chase. Regulators arrange a deal for the California-based lender.
Global economy.
May 1st. 7:05 America, New York. Ghana's government to stop borrowing from central bank. Zero financing agreement deal with finance ministry helps pave way for $3 billion IMF bailout.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 1st. 6:30 America, New York. Patrick House and Itzhak Fried on the brain's mysteries. While operating on a 16-year-old girl who suffered from severe seizures, neurosurgeon Itzhak Fried stumbled on the region of the brain that makes us laugh. To neuroscientist Patrick House, Fried's ability to produce laughter surgically raises deep and disconcerting questions about how the brain works.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 1st. 6:00 America, New York. Deer seeks satellite network to connect far-flung farms. Farmers require Wi-Fi to use Deere's data services and automated equipment as the tractor maker targets billions in revenue from software.
Marginal Revolution.
May 1st. 5:08 America, New York. Diamond arbitrage. That diamond ring your newly engaged friend is showing off? It may not be a traditional diamond. More than a third of all engagement rings with center stones purchased last year were created in a lab, according to an online survey of nearly 12,000 U.S. New York Times Business.
May 1st. 5:00 America, New York, in Transylvania, anyone with $200 can live like a king. Well, one specific king. Just don't expect luxury at the Prince of Wales Guesthouse, where the surrounding forest is the main draw. King Charles's Guesthouse in Valea Zalanului, Romania.
New York Times Business.
May 1st. 5:00 America, New York, when AI chatbots hallucinate. Ensuring that chatbots aren't serving false information to users has become one of the most important and tricky tasks in the tech industry.
BBC News Business.
May 1st, 4:15 America, New York, First Republic, J.P. Morgan to take over major U.S. bank. First Republic was seized by regulators, the third major U.S. bank to fail in recent months.
BBC News Business.
May 1st, 2:29 America, New York, Capita. Watchdog warns pension funds over data after hack. The pensions regulator has told hundreds of funds to check details of customers after a data leak.
Marginal Revolution.
May 1st. 1:21 America, New York, The Chili Project. An excellent book, the author is Sebastian Edwards, and the subtitle is The Story of the Chicago Boys and the Downfall of Neoliberalism. This is the only book on this topic where I feel I am finally getting to the bottom of what happened. Here are a few points.
Global economy.
May 1st. 0:22 America, New York. First FT. U.S. regulators in talks with J.P. Morgan, Citizens and PNC to sell First Republic. Also in today's newsletter, Deutsche Bank plans on expanding investment bank advisory team in UK to water down fraud strategy.
Daily FX Market News.
May 1st. 0:00 America New York. Crude oil slip on soft data ahead of Fed and ECB decisions. Where to for WTI? The crude oil price gave up some of Friday's gain to start the week after Chinese PMI data missed forecasts and several markets are closed for holidays. Will crude resume the recovery?
BBC News Business.
April 30th, 2300 America New York. UK chip giant ARM files for blockbuster US share listing. In a blow to the London stock market, the firm said in March that it would not list shares in the UK.
Daily FX Market News.
April 30th, 2200 America New York. Gold price trapped ahead of a busy week as US dollar pauses. Where to for ZAU, USD? The gold price slipped at the open on Monday as traders prepare for the Fed's interest rate decision and the potential for impact across the yield curve and on the US dollar.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 30th, 1954 America New York, the cost of economic nationalism. The price of flying from the US to China has risen very sharply in recent years. The primary cause is economic nationalism. Here's the Financial Times.
Marginal Revolution. April 30th. 1335 America New York. Sunday Assorted Links. 1. Padma Desai has passed away. 2. The new Pigo Club. Prolific sperm donor with over 500 children must pay $110,000 if he donates again. Court rules. 3. How to Deregulate the Airlines, by air genius Gary Leff. And no, we Americans still have not done so.
Daily FX Market News.
April 30th, 1201 America New York. Markets week ahead. Fed, ECB, RBA, S&P 500, gold, US dollar. Global equity markets ended mostly higher in the past week, led by the US, following better than expected earnings from big technology companies. Key focus in the coming week is on the Fed, ECB and RBA rate decisions, global manufacturing and services PMI data and earnings of around 160 companies in the S&P 500 index.